The Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two douchebags and a microphone pledge. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe or Jane listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe or Jane listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter mile radius.
Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we don't stand behind our journalistic integrity. Go ahead and assume we got the story wrong. At least we admit it. Not like all those other guys, we can and will lie if it makes the story better.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
Your proof. The gene pool made lifeguards.
Think about what's just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
Okay, it's post-apocalypse, and you're walking down the barren wasteland that used to be a city. You find an old can of beans lying in the middle of the road, but you do not have a can opener. What you do then is you find a patch of concrete, you rub the top of the can for 5 minutes, then you go to the middle of the can and squeeze it, and it should pop right open.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Man, I sure wish I was the garbage man. You know what I could do if I was the garbage man? I could go to the wrong parts of town on the wrong days periodically in the morning and then watch everybody run out of their house in their underwear with two bags of trash screaming, "Stop! Halt!" Yeah, that's what I'd love to do. Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I am Rob.
Rob, where are you?
Technically BFE. I am in an undisclosed location right now on the air in a tent camping.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. All I'm going to say is we're somewhere out around Owensville, Missouri.
Okay.
And we're it's like 7-10 miles from Owensville.
Okay.
But, you know, we just ran town wall ago, and that's where we went.
Okay, so you're in BFE.
Yeah, we went down on the river today. I came with my friend on her family reunion.
What river?
And this family has taken me in as like I'm one of them, you know, and they're like my family. If anybody comes to our family reunions, everybody's welcome, you know.
That's awesome.
And I'm having a great time, and I needed to get away.
I know you did.
Work and go home and podcast.
I know you were in desperate need of this. I'm glad that you're doing it, so.
I'm getting some relaxation, man. I was sitting in, I sat in my chair in the river wall earlier.
What river is it?
I was deep enough. My midsection was submerged, and I just let my feet float up like a recliner.
Uh-huh.
I just sat there. Oh, my God. And it's a cold spring.
Do you know what river it is?
Oh, God.
Do you know what river?
And it, huh?
Do you know what river it is?
Shit, I'm trying to remember. I'll tell you tomorrow night.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not a name I'm used to, and I keep forgetting it. So I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's not
I'll
right.
Have that for you tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
Well, I will be home tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got some emails later on if we can get into them, but I'm going to start off here.
Sounds good.
The world's oldest bottle of wine was recently discovered in an ancient Roman burial site in southern Spain. According to a study... Yeah, it was in Spain, not Rome. According to a study published this week, the wine remains in a glass funeral urn inside an ancient mausoleum, untouched for around 2,000 years in the town of Cremona. Reportedly, the wine still smelled like feet, Rob.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, just can't get that foot smell out of them, can you?
I'll tell you what, and they did not have very good baiting practice back then.
Oh, no, that's why they used...
The wine back then would have a funk, don't you think?
Oh, probably, I would bet. And also, they use that patchouli oil because it was so god-awful strong, it would hide all the other odor. You know what I'm talking about, the patchouli oil?
Yeah, I do.
So anyhow, that's why they wore so much of it, is because it would literally mask 3 years of body odor or whatever. I was listening to Ozzy and Family's Basement Tapes, and I'm still giggling over this, Rob. Now, there have been rumors about things like this happening in concert venues for a long time. But Sharon kind of confirmed it. Sharon said after a Slipknot performance at an Ozfest that there were some younger females demanding to meet Slipknot because they wanted to give them head. So they let them in a room. Since Slipknot wears masks and makeup, you really didn't know who they were. Apparently an accountant for the show was in a Slipknot mask and receiving oral. The chicks had not a clue.
Oh, wow.
I'm wondering if one of these chicks, like, all of a sudden, man, I was at Ozfest and I did that. Oh, shit. I thought that was great, because you always hear stuff like that happening, like, I think, like, one was about Bon Jovi, where they said that they'd let a roadie go in the room with long hair, and they'd have to have all the lights off, and the only thing that the woman could do was give him oral. Remember that? Well, I guess it came from somewhere, didn't it? So.
Yeah, it did.
So... they probably still think they gave Slipknot an actual Hummer, and they're probably told all their friends and all that stuff and everything, and now if one of their friends hears this, oh boy. I bet that accountant worked for virtually nothing. The blow and goes might have been in his contract. What do you think?
That could have been.
I think it's a... I think it's a great negotiating tool, right?
Yeah.
So, Paramount is coming out with a new docu-series about the whole 80s hard rock, glam, and metal scene. This will be several shows highlighting the generation that still has a bad hangover. Us. I personally would love to see a then and now on every episode. Let's see how well all that debauchery did on your looks. Wouldn't that be great? See all these people that hung out with L.A. then, and you see them with the perfect hair and looking great. Then you look now, and they look like a piece of fried shit with hair. Or some of them not hair.
Look at a lot of the 80 glam rock guys.
Oh, God. Look at Vince Neil.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince Neil, Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah, Axl Rose looks like...
We ain't got enough time to keep going.
Think of this, Rob. Axl Rose looks like Dutch Boy paint. The cover. Remember the Dutch Boy guy? He looks like Dutch Boy. He does not look like a rocker. Yeah. He needs to just say, okay, I'm going to cut off the hair, but I'm still Axl fucking Rose, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Axl Rose, me and my son was having a discussion the other day at lunch.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about rock, and Guns N' Roses come up, and we were sitting talking about that. He goes, so-and-so said something about Axl's Axl Rose's voice, he can't sing no more.
No, he ruined
it. I just looked at my son. I said, "What'd you say?" He goes, "Dude, think about it. If you've been screaming that many years, you wouldn't have a voice here." And
exactly.
That's my 19-year-old saying this. Well, he knows.
This is people that never sing.
He's never heard me say that.
It's true, Rob. They don't sing from their vibrato. They don't sing the way they're supposed to. A good singer like Glenn Hughes, I bet you he can put a candle in front of his face and sing and not put it out. Axl Rose or David Lee Roth would put that candle out. They don't sing right. They never have.
They come from deep within and felt it, you know?
And
your voice is only going to hang on for so long.
Vince Neil is off and on, too. One night Vince Neil sounds fine, the next night he sounds horrible. And this is another one of those nasal vocals. You know, they're not the proper way to sing, and they ruin your voice. So, anyhow, you know, I'm betting a few of these guys look like Skeletor, and probably women too, right?
Some of the ones I've seen,
You know, Axl Rose also looks like the Morton chick on Morton Salt that's like spilling the salt. He does. You know, these 80s people that are like leftovers, right? They're probably the ones you see on the Stop Smoking commercials with a hole in their throat and wrinkled up faces. Well, I used to smoke. I won't anymore.
Yeah, I can see it.
I got anal and nostril cancer because of cigarettes. Anyhow, all right, moving right along.
Yeah.
In the Oh No, we knew this was going to happen, Rob. An avocado shortage appears to be on the horizon. Yep, that's right. That the delightful green mush that you love. Yeah, we did. Yep. I remember us talking about that. We're going,
we did.
Yep. So anyhow.
I forget how many shows ago, but yeah, we did talk about
it. Did talk about it, and that's why I brought it up. I was reading on the internet, and I'm like, hey, we hit that.
And now it's official.
It's official. So I guess I read somewhere that like a lot of the avocados coming in from Mexico, they don't trust or something. And so that's part of the reason why. And I mean, we get avocados from Mexico all the time. So maybe they have reason.
Drugs in them.
Yeah, it could be something like that. I don't think they're actually really saying. Yeah, they're not really saying. So anyhow, this is leading to a shortage. But anyhow, that delightful green mush that you love might be getting very expensive if you can find it. I think at that point I will get some green food dye and mashed potatoes, then sell it for avocado mash. You think anyone will tell the difference, Rob?
Hey, dude, that is an awesome. You're on to something there.
Yeah, let's buy a bunch of Idaho flakes, right? Or I mean, we can even peel potatoes, whatever. However we get it, and we'll get green food dye, and then we'll put it on the.
We would want actual potatoes to make it taste more like it.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think the artificial stuff would be quite good enough.
I bet you 8 out of 10 people would not notice it on a burrito. You could throw that bitch in a burrito, and they'd be like, "Oh my god." Where'd you get this avocado at, man? It's really rich and fluffy. Man, it's great. I can't tell you my secret. It's a family recipe. I'm sorry. You cannot know my avocado recipe. Just eat up. So, anyhow, it'd probably work. So, you did. But anyhow, I bet some places probably do that right now. Don't you think? They're like, hey, come here. Yeah, what? Hey, why don't you take some of those potatoes over there, mash them up, throw some green food dye in there, and let's throw them on burritos and see who notices. You know that's happened.
Yeah,
if nothing else for fun and shits and giggles. But I think, like, you know, some of them are like, you know, avocados cost so fucking much. Hey, I know what we can do. Yeah, so anyhow, Tommy Shaw, the guitarist of Styx, love him, right? Isn't he great?
I mean, oh, God, oh.
He is so underrated.
I've seen him like 4 or 5 times.
Isn't he?
He's just amazing.
He is.
I always think in his music. I do.
I do too. And he can shred, but he doesn't choose to so many times. And this is back where I was going to Styx is almost like a Queen, you know, like Queen was, where you have the rocker, and then you have the ballad guy, then you have the operatic guy, you know. Dennis DeYoung was an operatic guy, you know. And so all those ingredients together make a fantastic band, but it also makes them hate each other, too, because they're constantly quibbling over music. You know, Tommy Shaw's like, man, hey, I want to put this kick-ass solo in there. Dennis DeYoung's going, no, that's it. You got to put horns in that. What the fuck's wrong with you? And it causes all this tension. And I even heard Extreme say this on the old Rock Line. They were talking about Queen and how Queen was such an influence. And they're talking about how Freddie Mercury said, you know, we're always like a half second away from breaking up. And that's the beauty of our music. And then Gary Cherone said, yeah, he goes, I could say that too. So Extreme is like that too, because you have Nuno, who's like, do-do-do-do-do. And then you have Gary Cherone is more like, hey, let's do a poppy hit. You know, he fit very well in Van Halen, but by that time, people were not having anyone else in Van Halen. It was either David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar. They're not accepting anybody else, and that's the way it was. Gary Cherone was great, man. He was great on that poppy rock, I don't know, Def Leppard style hoo-ha stuff. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Tommy Shaw said that he has learned to not have any resentment towards Dennis DeYoung, the former frontman of Styx. I think it's pretty cool now that they're all in their 70s plus and probably won't ever tour again. You know, they're saying this now. They know damn well, you know, Tommy Shaw knows damn well they're not going to tour again. They're all getting too old.
I don't know. They keep showing up at Ozarks Amphitheater in Camden.
Yeah, that's the Styx without Dennis DeYoung, or is it Dennis DeYoung?
No, it's not Dennis DeYoung.
Okay.
But it's Tommy Shaw.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, the first time I seen him a few years ago, they opened here at Ozarks Amphitheater for Foreigner, and Jason Bonham was the drummer for Foreigner that night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Jason Bonham.
I've seen Jason Bonham at Lake of the Ozarks.
He does this thing I want to go to called the Led Zeppelin Experience, and that's where it's laser lights and it's laser lights, and he plays the drums to loud Led Zeppelin music. It sounds great to me, but anyhow, I'll see it someday maybe. You know, so anyhow, and then I read the rest of the story on it, and he said, you know, he doesn't ever want to be a band again. He just doesn't scream vulgarities at Dennis in his sleep anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so he's just saying, I'm at peace. He said, I don't want to be in a band with him, but I don't hate the guy anymore. You know, Dennis apparently was quite a handful with demands for performing. I've heard this for a long time, and I think it's probably true, allegedly, and all that good stuff. I was hoping he was only allowing brown M&Ms backstage like Van Halen, but he's probably more like a light Zinfandel and a spunky Lambrusco, which leads me to more feet jokes. So, yeah. I mean, really. Dennis,
here we go, everybody.
Yo, Tommy Shaw was probably wanting the brown M&Ms, right? And then Dennis DeYoung was going, I want a white Zinfandel and I want a spunky Lambrusco right now on my desk. And then he's listening to opera or some shit or big band. You know, so anyhow, I still love Dennis DeYoung too. I love both of them. They're both who they are.
I do. They're both musicians in their own right.
Yeah, and they do
they're
things
two
very
totally different styles, but they are both great musicians.
They're both fantastic. No, I agree, Rob. You know, I wish they'd do more music. I mean, there'll never be another one like The Grand Illusion or Pieces of Eight.
No.
Or what was the one with Come Sail Away on it? Shit.
Oh, well.
You know what? And I'm not going to go to the computer. You know what? Look it up. That album was great.
Well, to be honest, I have slow internet right now. Normally, I have my Wi-Fi at home, and we're out down a gravel road.
I was worried that you weren't going to have signal. I was like, yeah, man, well, it's Sunday
that's
night.
That's why I texted you last night to make sure you got my text to know whether I had reception or not.
I know, I love that.
Like one bar, and now I've got two bars out of four, so I'm good.
I'm glad you did that because...
Now I just got to worry about the fireworks going off behind me here in a few minutes. So we'll see.
Well, we'll see what happens, so...
There's a bunch of mortars here, and there's fingers itching to set them off, so...
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the foot jokes. Why shouldn't you go into battle barefooted, Rob?
I have no idea.
Because you'll get defeated. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. Moving right along. Man, you're a tough one tonight, Rob.
I just wondered why you didn't say that for Island of Horrible Jokes.
Yeah, oh shit, you're right. Well, I just did a ton of Island.
It's your time to talk. Say whatever you want, bro.
Okay. You're right, though. That would have been a great horrible joke. Okay. What sort of snack do feet like, Rob?
I don't know.
Door eat toes. Ha, 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 ha. Another island of horrible jokes. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do frogs wear on their feet, Rob?
I don't know.
Open toed.
Sure ain't Crocs.
Yeah. Good one, Rob. That needs to be on Island of Horrible Jokes too. That's awesome.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you know what? I can put these on Island of Horrible Jokes. Who cares? Anyhow. Open toed sandals is what they wear.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Why did your feet fall in love?
I don't have a clue.
You are tough tonight, Rob.
My hurt all the time. My feet don't fall in love.
Okay. Because they were soul mates. Okay, moving right along, sorry. Let me go ahead and go to the next one so you can get a couple of stories in before these fireworks go off. And then there's this. In Chicago, a new old weapon was used in capturing a home burglar. The homeowner hit the perpetrator over the head with a cast iron skillet. Look it up.
Oh, shit. Went old school on him.
Oh, he did. He chased him out of the house and hit him in the head in his yard with a cast iron skillet.
Old school. Hell yeah. That's what grandma would have done.
Yeah, I use those cast iron skillets multiple times, and those things are solid and heavy. I'm thinking that thief would think long and hard before it...
I can only imagine.
You think that thief's going to go out and steal something else now? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're calling fucking an ambulance on.
I assume they caught him. It didn't say in the story.
Hell with the cops. Just call the ambulance.
Well, Chicago.
From there.
Chicago has signature bonds, so if he went to jail, he's out now. So he's free to get his head bashed in again.
He's already in the hospital first.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You know what? He probably did go to the hospital first.
You're going
to
hurt somebody with a cast iron skillet to the head. You're
going
to hurt
somebody. Homeowner was so pissed, he knocked the shit out of him with that cast iron skillet. It was a great video. I watched it like 3 or 4 times giggling. It was great.
I'm not saying the guy did not deserve it. I am not saying that.
The guy obviously, he deserved it. So,
oh, that's good.
So, anyhow, in India, several people died as a result of illegally brewed alcohol.
Oh, shit.
What proof would that have been, Rob? Think about that. Instead of blinding people, just kill them.
I would say zero.
Oh, do you think it's just some poison instead?
Well,
I mean, if you drink a large amount of alcohol, the right concentration, it can make you go blind. It can fuck up your kidneys, all kinds of stuff. So I just don't know what if the guy brewed it wrong.
No, it was probably It was probably more like 200 to 400 proof or 500 proof,
something like that.
I was just stating that if it drank it and killed you, you're at zero.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
That's where I was going with that.
Rob, you're correct. You are at zero. You're at no proof. Good one. Anyhow, let's see. You know, this stuff sounds like it makes Night Train taste like infant formula. Don't you think?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Night Train was tough, dude. Wow. Night Train was tough.
It didn't add up.
I can hear it.
Train, you know?
Oh, yeah. But what a story, Rob. You know, you can go up to anyone's wild drinking story, and I can hear it now. I drank so much one night, it killed everybody but me and another dude. Think of the bragging rights. It killed 5 people, and I lived. That's how bad I drank.
I just know for a fact I've lived through, could have been very well that way if things would have not turned out differently.
Oh, I would have. I'd be like,
I could have been on that story many a different time.
I think we all could have, especially
and
back
I
in the day.
Oh, wait a second. A few of them were with you.
Yes. remember when Darren was, we thought puking up blood, but it was wine, and we took him to the emergency room. Our friend's dying, man. Well, why do you say that? He's puking up blood.
In the blood. Yeah.
And the doctor looks at us like,
yeah, didn't we take him to the annex there on 150?
Yeah, the one that used to be there.
Yeah.
And the doctor is pretty much rolling his eyes going, no, that's not blood.
God.
That's wine, guys. How much wine did he have? And we're like, quite a bit.
We don't know. We just got off work.
Yeah. He was hitting it before.
We didn't rush.
Yeah, he was hitting it before us, so we don't know. We're just the Good Samaritans, although we're all bad.
Yeah.
We're all blasted and baked.
We come out from work, and he was like this, so we rushed him in.
We all smelled like a giant reefer and fucking alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If I had that story, it killed everybody but me. You know, then I would add, like, then I hit the bartender in the mouth, and I told him that Rotgut was on the fucking house. Wouldn't you add that?
There you go. There you go. You'd have to at that point.
Yep. So anyhow.
It'd be a wedding.
So you'd been so drunk you'd have to be like I don't know, Rocky 5 or 20 or whatever, where Rocky's saying he's seeing threes of everybody, and Paulie goes, hit the one in the middle. That's what you had to have done. I'd be like, man. I want to hit this bartender and tell him his rock gut sucks and it's on the house, but there's 3 of them. Wait a minute.
I've seen that advice in a few different movies.
It's probably true if you think about it. The one in the middle is probably...
any movie, somebody's getting into a fight and he's drunk and his buddy's standing there. Which one do I hit? I see 3 of them. Hit the one
in
the middle.
I don't
know how many times I've
heard. Yeah, so anyhow.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah, and it was just like one of those things of like, wow, what a sage advice. Where Paulie just looks at
it
and goes, yo, Paulie.
And it works.
Oh, yeah, he's like, yo, Paulie, I see 3 of him. Hit the one in the middle, Rock. Hit the one in the middle. Oh, okay. Anyhow, all right, let's take our first break, and we're going to come back with your stuff. How's that sound?
All right.
All righty. Be here or you're not here.
Yeah.
Two douchebags, a microphone, in an effort to keep everything fresh, we offer you first world problems.
Oh shit! Look at that drive-thru wine! Shirley would don't expect me to actually have to go in. This sucks.
Hey there, fuckstick. You're just in time for brand new feature news nobody gives a shit about.
An 80-year-old Virginia man
hangs upside down for 2 hours a day.
Hey, look! I think we found land! Oh my god, I think we're safe! Oh no! It's the island of horrible jokes!
What did the coach say to the vending machine? Give me my quarterback!
All aware of the Amber Alert, right? Well, get rid of your disinfectants and rubber bedspreads, kids. It's the all-new Amber Heard Alert System. This fantastic early warning device helps one stay dry and rid of all those annoying mattress invoices. Simply hook up to child under 6 or psychopath and wait for the running water sound. This clever machine has 3 distinct settings: Babbling Brook, Ocean Waves, and Roaring River for those close calls. Order today and get a free Cinnabon Renews-It cartridge.
Your mama's so fat, she went out in high heels and struck oil.
As much fun as an electric can opener to the scrotum, 2 douchebags and a microphone.
Now, from his underground bunker in Camden, New Missouri, stocked full of dried goods, canned food, and a couple of vibrating toys, it's Ramblings of a Madman, featuring Rob Rad.
I intend to live forever. So far, so good.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
During an apocalypse, you will probably need a good insecticide. Soybean, corn, and peppermint oil are some plant extracts that create powerful natural insecticides. They are some of nature's best organic and natural pesticides that, when combined, can make a far more superior weapon that growers can effectively use to improve their integrated pest management on their crops or on their person. We are back to Douchebags Microphone. I'm Mark, and we are on location, and Rob is over there. Right, Rob? Where are you?
Rob is sitting in a freaking tent.
He's in his loincloth, too. You like the one in the jigsaw puzzle? He's in that loincloth.
Actually, yes, I am. And I am in my official 2 Douchebags and a Microphone t-shirt.
With a loincloth.
My name on the back. And the woman that made them, my friend's daughter-in-law, is here.
Cool.
So, yeah, we might be able to start some merch, dude.
No, that'd be cool. Man, our numbers would probably support it.
I almost imagine, just by hearing our emails and stuff, I think we would have some people buy some merch.
Dude, our emails are incredible. Some of the stories,
and
I'm
like,
wow.
I said, shirts and stuff, I could, yeah, I have the person right here.
The questions and the stuff that they say, I mean, I know dick jokes, right? We really have an intelligent audience, from what I can tell.
Yeah, they know we're telling dick jokes, but we're not 18-20 no more.
Yeah,
We can still lead it that way, we just don't go as deep as we.
You see, I find it refreshing that they don't care. You know, they're just like, yeah, we want to hear dick jokes.
Fun with it too. You know?
Yeah, you know, there's too much other bullshit going on in the world, so you know.
Yeah.
And anyhow, Rob, you got a story you want to go to?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I'm gonna go into the rock and roll world.
Awesome.
Dave Davies, guitarist of the Kinks.
Uh huh.
Okay. His brother, Ray Davies, lead singer, Dave Davies, lead guitarist, has hit back after spotting his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trophy being put up for auction on eBay.
Huh? How did that happen?
His rock and roll. The original 4 members of the Kinks, Dave, his brother Ray, bassist Pete Clough, and drummer Mick Avery, were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1990, reuniting the first time in many years. However, guitarist Dave noticed the award was up for auction for $12,500.
Wow.
And took to X/Twitter to share his feelings on seeing the listing, saying the award had been listed without his consent.
Good. Good. I'm glad he caught it.
I lost track of my award years ago and didn't know where it was, he wrote. If the person bought it at a storage unit, it may have been around the time of my 2004 stroke when I was incapacitated in the UK. Davey suffered a stroke in 2004 on June 30th, staying in the hospital for 2 months. The stroke forced him to relearn the guitar afterwards. He went on to record a full album called Fractured Minds, M-I-N-D-Z, releasing it in 2007, going on to make a full recovery. Continuing on social media, Dave added, I'm grateful to have made a full record for my stroke, but it's a shame that I wasn't contacted. I'm assuming this is what happened. The auction makes me very sad.
Wow.
Well, yeah, he thinks that while he
was incapacitated,
in the hospital with the stroke, he lost the storage shed, and that award was in that storage shed. Now, whoever bought it is now selling it on eBay.
Wouldn't he have some sort of legal recourse? Maybe not.
Not if you lose your stuff in a storage.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You owe a debt. You would have to pay off that debt to get that stuff back if they would allow you. And evidently, he wasn't able to because he got auctioned off.
So he's not going to.
That was, 2007, I think it said?
Mm-hmm.
No, 2004.
Oh, when it happened. Yeah, when they were inducted. Okay, so he's not getting it back unless he pays the price, right?
Oh, well, Yeah, they were inducted in 2004, but he also suffered a stroke in 2004.
I didn't realize that. I didn't even know he had a stroke, actually, which surprises me because I...
No, wait a second. They were inducted in 1990.
Okay, that's... I thought I was crazy. I knew it was quite a while before 2004. Okay, he had a stroke in 2004.
So he had a stroke, and he thinks he lost it in a storage in 2004.
Oh, that sounds very likely. I mean, if he's incapacitated, he couldn't pay the bills.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. And there... I've dealt with storage units, I know.
I mean, that's the way it is. If you don't pay, they take your shit. And they tell you that.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, and you sign that whenever you go there for them to hold your stuff. So, all right. Do you want to get to some emails, Rob?
Yes, please do. I want to hear what our listeners have to say, I think.
There's good ones. We did not get
There's some I'm a little leery of. All right, let's go.
Well, Montrose didn't report this week, so I don't know what's going on. So, anyhow.
They're pissed at us.
I think so. They're
probably having a town hall meeting over us.
Probably. I think they're Ruth Ann and us right now. So, all right. Mark or Rob, why don't you ever put up the show that was posted topics? I'd love to read what's in the show beforehand. Barry in Tulsa. Okay. That's the reason I have the transcript up there. I put something goofy because, quite frankly, I don't have enough time to put up like 30 subjects. All this is contingent on the time I have, which I don't have a whole lot of time. So I put something like, Rob acts like a monkey and spills porridge on Mark's asshole. You know, just stuff like that.
Hey, it catches your attention.
Yeah. So,
to be honest, he used to do that.
I used to
do that, Mark.
Yeah, and it took too damn long, so, yeah.
Yeah, I understood it, and we both agreed, hey, let's just throw something out that gets their attention.
Yeah, because...
Rob snorts a line of ants. whatever.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah. So that's why you have the...
your attention.
If you want to read what it is before you listen to it, you can read the transcript on RSS.com. You got to go to RSS. If you're on Spotify, TuneIn, any of those guys, they're not going to have it. But you can get a transcript of the show on RSS.com. And the you just put in two douchebags and microphone. It'll take you to our area. And then you can go there and hit the transcript button on any show that you want to see what we say. So that's why it's like that. So anyhow, go to RSS. You can read it ahead of time. But, I mean, wouldn't you just want to listen? You know, I mean, I don't necessarily read a podcast that I like's transcript. Do you?
No. No. I don't have time to sit and read it and then listen to it.
No.
I just throw it on. If I want to hear it, I'll listen to it. If I don't want to, I'll turn it off.
Exactly. Thank you, Rob.
That's our rights as humans with opposing thumbs.
You're on fire tonight, Rob. Not only are you stiff tonight,
dude,
but you're on fire.
No, dude. Like we were down the river earlier, and I grabbed my chair, put it in the river, and I sat down in it. You know, it come up around my midsection. You know.
Did you lose the loincloth?
My legs float up, and it was like I was in a recliner. I just laid there. I'm so comfortable.
You didn't lose your loincloth, did you? In the sparkling water?
No. It actually dried out quick. It did.
Oh, good.
It dried out pretty quick. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Next one. Hey, man, there really is a tightwad, Missouri. I just drove through it. I thought you guys were full of shit. Benny in Idaho? The hell's he doing driving through tightwad?
Well.
Maybe he's a trucker. I don't know.
Could be, but still, you know, if he could be traveling Kansas City, Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah, you know
tightwad,
what?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
That's true.
That, when I leave the Lake of the Ozarks to go to South Kansas City, which is where I would go.
Uh-huh.
Down around Belton, Harrisonville, wherever.
Yeah.
Grandview, wherever.
Yep.
I would come up through Warsaw. It'd go through turn off at Warsaw, go through tightwad over into Clinton and up to Harrisonville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there is a tightwad, Missouri, and there is a Montrose, Missouri.
Yes, there is.
Both of them.
I've made fun of it since I was a kid driving through there.
Yeah, it was a big gag for a long time. People would go there to the bank there, I think it was a bank, wasn't it? And they would get something with the stamp tightwad, Missouri, just so that, you know, just you could show
it. Yeah, I think it was the bank, just to show proof.
Yeah, and it was just a big gimmick. People loved it. Hey, you know where I'm at? No, tightwad, you know, stuff like that. So anyhow.
And you know the employees loved it too because it was bringing their town attention.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, there is a tightwad. I'm glad you got to go through it. All right. Mark, you are so correct.
Didn't see much, did you? Sorry.
No, that's
sorry.
Okay. Two houses.
Sorry, tightwad.
Oh, yeah, there are only friends right now on cities. Yeah. Tightwad is just joking. We're sorry. All right.
Some of them talk to me. They know.
We like small towns. So we embrace
we
you,
do.
Tightwad. Yes. Next one. Mark, you're so correct on the phone industry, making it so complicated to keep your number while switching services. I just went through a horrible week trying to keep my number. I eventually did keep it, but it took way too long and too much bullshit. Just backing you up, Holly and KCK. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you, fellow Kansas Cityan on the other side of the river. Welcome, and thank you for listening, Holly.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree, and I said everything that I wanted to, and it sounds like you went through the same hell. So, anyhow, yeah, they do that. I'm convinced they do that on purpose. You got to go through all this shit, and then a lot of people are like, I'm just going to stay with my service. I don't want to have to deal with all that, and I think it works. So, the next one. Rob, how long have you lived in Camdenton? I was just curious, Frank, and he doesn't say where he's from.
Okay, well, I moved to actually Lynn Creek, which is just outside, between Camden and Osage Beach.
They're the one that had the Tesla, right?
Yeah, it's right next, yeah. Yeah, they got a little water park there, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In 2003. So, I've been down around here for 21 years.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long.
No, but I've actually lived in the city limits of Camden for about 7.
Okay, so before that, you lived in the area, but not necessarily in Camdenton.
Yeah. We were out in the county, outside Lynn Creek, Big Surf Water Park.
Okay.
In between Camden and Osage Beach. We actually turned, it's called Y Road, and you come around, you get off the 54 Highway, come around, and it goes back. Back into a bunch of housing additions, and you know.
I need to make my way over there.
I've lived there most of the time I've been around the lake here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was in 2003, so 21 years.
Wow.
Although I did take a 2-year stint, went to Kansas, but I'd come back. And that was in 2016. I came back.
Okay.
I left from 2014, come back in 2016. So.
Well, there you go, Frank. This next one, I love this question. And
if you ever get down here, look me up.
There you go. All righty. I know my one on this, and then you can tell your one. Hey, guys, which song is the best? Deep Purple, Highway Star, or Deep Purple, Perfect Strangers? Thanks. Minnie in El Dorado, Kansas. Perfect Strangers for me.
I know El Dorado, too.
Okay, that's down there near Wichita.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Perfect Strangers.
No, it's down by Nevada.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not Missouri. Not Missouri, Kansas. El Dorado, Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
Not El Dorado Springs. Not El Dorado Springs.
Yeah, see, I was thinking El Dorado Springs. It's just... Yeah, on 54 outside Nevada. Yeah.
No, it says El Dorado, Kansas.
Okay, I missed the Kansas part. I have to remember.
You're on a Bluetooth. Yeah, I get it. Perfect Strangers for me. Highway Star versus Purple Perfect Strangers. Strangers, two Deep Purple iconic songs.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think I have to go with Highway Star.
That's cool.
I love Perfect Strangers. And it was a perfect song for the time it came out in.
Yeah.
But Highway Star kind of blew it over the top before. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why I got to give Highway Star the bump up.
Okay.
They did, you know.
And Perfect Strangers to me is just a notch, just barely a smidge above it. And that's just my own personal. I know, I bet you if you did this poll with 300 people, 290 of them would say Highway Star. And I mean.
No, actually, I think most of them would go with Perfect Strangers.
You think?
Okay. Because it came out last and more of them would remember that song. Highway Star come out back in what, 70 what?
Oh, shit, 73, I believe? 73. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. What they did in Highway Star was before the time, or as the shit was just getting good.
You're right.
But Perfect Strangers kind of stayed on track with what was being played at the time. That's why I'm giving it to Highway Star.
You know what, Rob? I think you're right on that.
You have your opinion.
Okay. All right, next. Mark, you mentioned that you went to see Wasp in Tulsa, and I'm going to see you're going to see them in Wichita. I've seen recent videos of Blackie Lawless and the rest of the band, whoever they are, and quite frankly, they were very boring. Your reply, please. Yes, I know this. The Wasp concert in Tulsa was not very exciting. I'm doing this because I just want to see him one last time. Probably never going to see him again. You know, he just had major back surgery, and that's if he makes it to this show. If it's canceled again because his back is still bad, then you're probably not, he's going to be like Ozzy. You're never going to see him on stage again. So, right. So it's nostalgia. He was not very exciting in Tulsa, but I loved the show, and I think I even stated this, didn't I? I said I loved the show because of the nostalgia. You know, they had a bunch of old videos of him and like all this stuff, the PMRC stuff, where it exposed Tipper Gore and all those idiots. Frank Zappa tore them up, and they played Frank Zappa just de-pantsing the PMRC and them sitting over there with their mouths open, gawking like the dogs they were. So, anyhow, yeah, I know. I'm hoping he's a little bit better. I hope his back is healed and he can actually do a little something, but I don't know. You know, he used to wear those stiletto heels and jump all the time. Pretty sure it fucked his back up, right?
Definitely.
I mean, on stage, it was insane. He wore those stiletto heels, and
yeah,
he just...
And jumping around like he did, yeah.
Yeah, and he looked like just like this behemoth. He's like 6'5", anyhow. And then you add another 6 inches to that, he's like this 7-foot-tall lurking guy with long hair, with long black hair with white stripes, one on each side. I mean, it's just iconic. So... anyhow, yeah, I know this. Yes, yeah. And do I expect this concert to be all that great? Probably not. No Chris Holmes, no Randy Piper, no Johnny Rod, let's see, who else? Stephen Riley. None of those guys are in it anymore. And it's just basically Blackie Lawless, but he started the band, he owns the name. So, yeah. These other guys, I don't give 1 ounce of shit about. They're not that exciting. They're rather boring. They've probably been told to tone it down anyhow, because that's the way bands like that are like pretty much a one person anymore, that's the way they work. You don't steal the thunder. Because...
I got something. When you're done, I got to have something to add to that.
Oh, go ahead. That. Go ahead right now. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Okay.
Oh, I was just going to say, Blackie is now a born-again Christian.
That's another thing, too.
We talked about that. He did not want...
He didn't want to play Animal.
The are starting to go off.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't hear it. Good.
Okay. Well, let's keep going.
Let's keep going. Okay.
I have both earpods in, and they're supposed to be noise reduction, so we'll see.
Blackie Lawless was very conflicted about playing...
Yeah.
Animal, I fuck like a beast, because he's a born-again Christian.
He decided
to do it because overwhelmingly, everybody wanted to hear it. And this is nostalgia tours for America. He is normally overseas. Overseas, he sells out arenas. Here, you know, he'll get a decent showing at a Tulsa or a Wichita. That's just the logistics of it and everything. You know, he plays overseas because that's where he makes the real money. This is just him, I think, just saying, hey, guys, I remember you. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye. He's probably never going to be back. So, anyhow, if he's still playing by the time Wichita comes around, one, no, I don't expect a very dynamic performance. And two, it's cool just to hear the songs live again. He still sounds good. So, anyhow...
Like you said, it's all about the nostalgia.
Yes.
It's Wasp.
Yes. It is a band.
Mark, I've known you going on 40 years.
Yes.
Coming up. And you have always been into Wasp. You always have been.
Yep.
So
anyhow, it's nostalgia. And anyhow, all right, next. Douches. What is your favorite Captain and Tennille song? And what is your favorite Bay City Rollers song?
Muscat Row.
Yeah, me too. But hang on. Listen
Muscat
to the...
Muscat Love. Seriously.
Muscat Love, I agree.
They put the synth aside. They made that sound. It was pretty cool.
Did
At
they
the
sing...
beginning of the song, that weird... Yeah.
Did they sing Locomotion, too?
No.
Okay. All right.
Captain and Tennille did not do locomotives.
No, no, no. Bay City Rollers.
Oh.
Muskrat Love, definitely. Oh. Definitely for Captain and Tennille. I thought Bay City Rollers did locomotion. Maybe not.
No.
Oh, it was signed You Know Who from Hooterville.
I still got to go with Muskrat Love.
So, Muskrat yeah. Love, yeah, for Captain and Tennille, yes.
Yeah.
But the Bay City Rollers, I thought they did. I guess not. I thought they did locomotion. But let me see.
Let me see how good my Google is right now.
Okay.
I know Daryl Hall and John Oates did one.
Yep. What? Who the guy's here, name is here. Who knows who or her
there
name?
You go. Little Eva. Eva Narcissus Boyd was the first artist to record the song The Locomotion in 1962.
Okay.
The song was written by Gary Goffin and Carol King, who also sang backup vocals on the demo. Boyd was King and Goffin's babysitter and had previously had some success with other songs, but The Locomotion was her big break.
Okay.
So, that's according to Google.
Oh, okay, here.
I thought it was somebody different than that.
I just looked up Bay City Rollers, and I got a song that I think is their best. Because I didn't know what to say. Do you? You remember anything from the Bay City Rollers? I don't. I remember them, but I don't remember their songs.
Yeah, and I used to watch the show. I used to watch the show.
Me too.
On TV. I was that young. I wasn't cool yet. I was still young. Shake.
It's not.
Shake your booty.
Was that the Bay City Rollers? It's not on here. Saturday night. Saturday night. That's the song I remember.
Who was it that did? That was the Bay City Rollers.
Hang on. Let me look. We got the good old Googles right here, so let me check.
Alright, yeah.
I guess I'll just put in Shake.
Shake her booty.
Shake. No, not Shake Shack.
No, you'll come up with Shaking by Eddie Money.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, okay.
Yep, there you go.
Okay.
I'm going with Saturday Night.
Well, they both had...
They might have covered that, but it wasn't their hit.
They both had TV shows at that time.
Okay, you know what? The Bay City Rollers could have covered that song, yes. I don't know. I just remember them. I don't remember their hits. But I do remember, looking at their discography, that... I remember Saturday Night, and that's the song that I'm going through. You too?
Now that you mention that song, yeah, that would be, yeah.
You Know Who from Hooterville?
I'm taking the wrong band.
The guy's name, or the chick's name, that I know who it is. Anyhow, You Know Who from Hooterville is the way this was signed, this question. You Know Who? You threw us for a loop on that one. You threw us for the loop on that one. That was good. That was a great question. Anyhow.
I'm camping.
Muskrat Love, man. Muskrat Love, you just picked out of thin air there, dude.
Oh,
that was great. Yeah, but it was a great song.
Gotta be. I mean, I listened to that so many times with my mom. You know, that's a captain. I told you, she used to listen to WHB.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Dolan. Let's see, who else? Yeah, WHB Car Star. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, be on the back of a car. It said WHB. And then I remember one summer, I started seeing this yellow and black emblem with a hippo on it. And I'm like, wow, what the hell is that? What's this FM?
Please do not tell me you're going into what I think you're going into.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like coming off the off the top of my head with this.
Okay.
Go ahead. KY came by in FM and strong personalities and strong morning shows like Dick and Jay. That's what they started with. Uh-huh. And and they took all of WHB's listeners, pretty much, in one summer. Is that what you thought I was going into?
Oh, no. I have a story. My next turn to talk.
Okay. We just got two more. Mark, I tried some of your yard food on your apocalypse segment. It all tasted like shit. Paul in Greenville. You're stupid for trying it. Why would you? There's no apocalypse. This is if you don't have any other food and you want to stay alive, idiot. No one else went out in their yard and picked fucking greens. So, anyhow, and then one more.
Okay, no. He's just telling you what you could survive on. He didn't say it was going to taste like fucking filet mignon.
Yes.
survive on it, and in an apocalypse, that's all you will worry about it.
Yes. Okay? And you'll thank me if the bomb goes off tomorrow and you're alive. So
I'm going to be right here in a fucking tent. I'm going to enjoy going out.
Yeah, okay? Rob will be all right. He's in BFE. Nothing's getting near him, yeah. So... I've got a featured email here, and then we'll go into your story after the break. That sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, the featured email is, Mark, I lived in Kimberling City for years. I have been to the Swiss Villa Amphitheater numerous times. They had a barrier up there, and it was just 3 feet tall, so people could watch the show without obstruction. Penny and Branson. Yeah, I know, but... I think what happened is by the time I got there and saw it, they'd already tore the damn barrier down and was jumping off. I mean, I guess there could have been a 3-foot barrier back a little ways, but I didn't see it. Well, I think probably they trampled it or just tore it up and started jumping off of the cliff. So yeah, Penny, okay, I believe you. I'd never been up there. So, okay, there's a barrier, a 3-foot barrier. It didn't stop them, did it, Rob?
And not when there's alcohol involved. And by the way, Penny, I moved to Lake of the Ozarks in 03 from Reed Springs.
Oh, that's near Branson. That's over there off 13 Highway.
Branson West, mm-hmm. Kimberling City. Yeah. I lived down there for about a year and a half. That's where my ex-wife got her singing career started. I was singing for Jim Baker's new TV show.
They've got a kick-ass zip line in Reed Springs now. And then they used to have the worst strip bar there named Spanky's. Have you ever been there, Rob?
Yes. Yeah. I have never been there. And by the way, I was told from the get-go, do not go in there.
Well, me and a friend of mine, I'm not going to mention the name of the guy because he is no longer with us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I unfortunately along the way met a couple of them.
They had one in there with a peg leg, not joking, and bad botched boob jobs and a cesarean scar. Two of them that looked like you shot them. It looked like they got shot with a shotgun.
That's what I was told.
Oh my gosh, no. And me and the other person who I'm not mentioning, God rest their soul, only could take about 15 minutes of it, and we left. It was an eye-opener. I'd heard you don't go there. I thought, how bad can it be? Having a chick that looks like Skeletor.
Questions. I never challenged her. Plus, I was married to some singer for Jim Baker.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay.
But I was painting houses and DJing at a bar in France.
Oh, that sounds like a good life to me. But anyhow, you ever have like a Skeletor-looking chick with one leg slithering up on you? Ugh. Smelled horrible. And you're like, hey.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. It wasn't real loud, though. It's not really transferring over.
Let's do as much as we can here.
Okay, all right. Let's take our next break and come back with your KY story or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's about KY-102.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
I smell bacon! No, wait, it's just Mark sweating.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Joe Buck and Corey Aikman are doing all televised and radio games of the NFL this year.
Oh shit. What's that over there? Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
Ugh. A ship carrying red paint and a ship carrying blue paint collided. They were all marooned.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
May, your 5-year-old neighbor have all their violin lessons during all of your hangovers.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?
Hi all, this is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
Tomorrow morning, while grinding your coffee beans for your double mocha latte, remember to not get your genitals caught in the grinder. It really hurts. Who can afford plastic surgery? Stay safe, everyone.
We are two douchebags and a microphone.
As charming as a leaky sewer pipe.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Let's see. If I identify as a dog and I start wandering around the block without a collar on, could animal control come by and pick me up? I may never know.
Two douchebags and microphone. I'm Mark.
And I am Rob.
Rob, where are you?
BFE.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm in an undisclosed location. I came with a friend camping, and I am in a tent right now. And we're about to have a bunch of mortar fireworks.
In a two douchebags and microphone shirt and a loincloth.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am in the shirt. And the loincloth. But I have to, I was forced to promise to change back into my shorts before I leave the tent.
Fair enough.
No, trust me. They're crazy, but they're trying to tame it down this year. I from what I hear, I missed a crazy year last year. So.
Okay. All right, Rob, you got a KY story. I'm kind of anxious to hear this.
I'm surprised it did not come out of your mouth already. Or have you not heard about it? Because this came out 3 days ago, dude.
Does it have to do with the reunion?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think I did. Yes. Go ahead.
Radio station KYYS, known as KY102, was the mainstay of the FM radio dial for more than 20 years. In the 1970s, 80s, and 1990s. And this is the station me and Mark are talking about all the time.
We cut our teeth on this.
It's the station we grew up. Yeah, everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows.
Yep.
Later this month, the personalities that helped turn the station into an album rock powerhouse are gathering together one last time for a 50th reunion.
Wow.
Does that make you feel old, Mark?
I already feel old, but now I feel older. No, actually, I feel good. Go ahead.
Fuck. Yeah, trust me.
I feel good. Go ahead.
I slept on an air mattress in a tent last year. I feel old. And woke up at 5:45 before everybody else.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what? I'll go in. Let me finish this, and I'll get into that.
Okay, sounds good.
Personalities like Max Floyd, Dick Wilson, Stan Andrews, Spike Santee, Skid Roadie, and others are scheduled to attend the 50th anniversary on Friday, June 28th, at Knucklehead Saloon in the Northeast Industrial District.
Knuckleheads was Kansas City's first amusement park. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Anyhow, go ahead.
The station broadcast in the album rock format from July... Oh, no, it just... Okay, now it just goes into the history.
Okay.
But yeah, June 28th. Next Friday, this coming Friday, June 28th.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to be at Knucklehead Saloon, which I have a Knuckleheads coolie in my hand right now, thanks to good friends.
Awesome.
A mine up in the city. So yeah, I definitely want to go to Knuckleheads. But dude, yeah, I would love to go to that.
I'm thinking I'm going to make it. I might attend, but man, there's going to be a lot of people there, and I'm not sure if everyone's going to get in.
That's what was just going through my mind, as all the people that's...
There's going to be a lot of people turned away, I'm predicting.
You ain't going to be able to get in.
Yeah, so, oh well.
But it's nice to know they're going to do it. I hope they put it on the air somewhere. Possibly the Fox?
Well, the Fox did all that stuff with Slacker.
Might be online.
You know, the Fox impressed me because they let Slacker play the old KY, him and Max, play the old KY IDs, which was fantastic. Yeah. I couldn't believe they let him do it. I didn't think they would. And that's where my proudest one here, my proudest bit, is actually really nostalgic. And it's like, it has the electronic, the robot voice, two douchebags, a microphone, and then I go, yeah. We talk Kansas City. That came from something that sounded a lot like that from KY-102, and their big emblem was KY-102, we rock Kansas City. So it's a take on that, and it's a salute to them. So anyhow, Rob, you had another story or something?
Let's see, which one do I want to do? How about this? We were talking about artists getting old. Willie Nelson's team has provided an update on the musician after his latest live performance was abruptly canceled.
I hear a dog.
Outlaw Musical Festival stopped in Alpharetta, Georgia on Friday, June 21st.
Uh-huh.
The message shared to Nelson's social media accounts revealed that the country crooner would not be taking the stage for health reasons.
Okay.
We regret to inform you that Willie Nelson is not feeling well and per doctor's orders has been advised to rest for the next 4 days. The statement shared on Instagram and X, formerly Twitter. God, I wish they quit putting that. I'm just going to start saying X.
I know. Elon Musk, I thought he was an idiot for doing that. No, I get it now. You talk about Twitter twice as long as you used to. So, anyhow.
According to his team, Nelson, 91, is expected to make a quick recovery and join the Outlaw Music Festival tour next week.
Cool.
He's not... I guess this was just something brief. Yeah, see, he was just down here at Lake of the Ozarks just like...
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
3 months ago.
He would be a treat to watch, I'm sure.
Well, everybody says he's sitting in a chair now. You know? That's all he can do.
You know what? That's all he has to do. It's just like the Wolf Show.
Yeah, his voice does it all.
Yeah, yep.
His voice and his guitar.
Yeah, I'm not expecting a whole lot from these elders that are playing music. I just want to see him one last time, and I think you're at that page too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why, actually, I think tomorrow is going to be the day I'm going to buy the Molly Hatchet tickets.
Oh, Molly fucking Hatchet.
My last time. The Molly fucking Hatchet. The last time probably ever I will ever get to see him.
Yep.
And they're going to be right outside my back door.
All right. Well, if I can do it, I'm going to head down there. But it's contingent on some other things going on, and I'm not blowing you off, Rob. I really want to go,
No, you're good.
There's
you're
some good. Stuff going on that I really just don't want to get into that I may have to be around here. If not, I plan on going down there, man. I would love to see Molly fucking Hatchet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Rob, do you want to go into anything else, or do you want to go join the fireworks festivities?
Actually, I'm thinking they might be trying to be courteous to me because it's dark. And yeah, they shot up a couple, but I think, well, they know I'm in here podcasting. They might be being courteous. So,
Rob, go have fun.
Maybe we should wrap this up, and we will get back at it tomorrow night, brother.
All righty. Rob, thank you so much.
I was up at 5:45 sitting outside in a lawn chair, enjoying the morning air, and I was like, you know what I should be doing?
What?
And I grabbed my notebook, my phone, I did tonight's show, and I have tonight's show ready, so I don't have to do shit tomorrow. I'll be ready tomorrow night, bro.
That's what I do in Eureka Springs. The sun's
just
rising, I'm out
the
there riding.
Morning air, enjoying the air, nobody around. Oh, I love it.
It's a good way to get creative.
Out in the sticks. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Rob, so much.
Hi, Grandma Oval.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Ricky. Hi, Dodge City, Kansas.
Hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Ricky. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, the world.
Hi, Dodge City, Kansas. Yes. Hi, everybody. I've got a new... you know what? I'll tell you tomorrow off air when we first get on.
Okay.
I've got a new bit that I'm working on kind of in that. Yeah. Anyhow, I was saying about, like, okay, this is something related to it, but not it. Okay. I'm thinking about doing a bit and put it onto the first block because, okay, the guy announcing us, the Daily Pledge, the no journalistic integrity disclaimer, and then the We Talk Kansas City. And then I'm thinking about just you and I both going, hi, Grandma Opal. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, you know, hi, Ricky. Hi, all Dodge City, Kansas.
Do a promo.
Yeah.
Do a promo.
Yeah, and then we'll just stick it in there. And I'm just going to put it on the front, the whole show beginning.
No. I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I disagree, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need to keep this personal for Grandma Opal. This started about Grandma Opal.
You know what? You're right. Sorry, Grandma Opal. Rob is right. We owe you more respect than that.
We need to say it out of our mouths every time to Grandma.
Well, thank Rob on this one, because I would have skipped right over it. I completely forgot about it. So, anyhow, but we love you guys, and thank you for listening.
I love you, Grandma Opal.
And if that email I read was real, hi everybody in El Dorado, Kansas. I can't read all, or not El Dorado, Dodge City, Kansas. El Dorado was
El Dorado,
right there. Yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah. Dodge City, Kansas. Hi to
Dodge City. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. We had someone write from El Dorado, Kansas today. And
that's where you caught me there.
Yeah.
I went back to that one.
No, me too. I said the same thing. If that email is true...
We're human.
Yeah. There's like 10 names on there that wanted us to mention. And it's like, we can't do that. It'll be the most boring show ever. Hi, Fred. Hi, Reggie. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Wilma. Hi, Barney. Hi, Betty.
Yeah.
Hi, Dino. Hi, Bam Bam. Hi, Pebbles.
Yeah. I should have never included Jimmy in that whole thing. No disrespect to you, Jimmy, but we should.
Jimmy was the grandson.
Ricky.
It was Ricky.
Ricky was the other
Ricky
one.
Ricky
okay.
was the one. That,
yeah, sorry, Jimmy.
Which we love you, Ricky. We do. Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
that
but.
That was about Grandma and Jimmy.
Yeah, so anyhow, Dodge City, Kansas, we love you guys. So, anyhow, I'll tell you about the promo tomorrow, unless you want to hear it when we click off here. So, anyhow, thank you.
I'm telling you, they're waiting on me. Matter of fact,
okay.
I just heard somebody say, are you ready? So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, assholes, for listening. Have a good night.
Good night, assholes. Hope I don't get blown up.
Hey, remember to get into your shorts. No loincloth.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing first. Yeah.
Okay, we are officially out.
I can't get kicked out of here, dude. I'm too far to walk home.
Put your shorts on.
In the dark.
Are they jorts or are they real shorts?
No, I got like carpenter jean shorts, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're kind of jorts. Okay.
Like knee length. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you. Bye.
They cover just a tad bit more than my loincloth.
Excellent.
Oh, no. Looks like the show's
Everybody,
over,
Everybody, thank
kids.
You. Bye.
Mark has explosive diarrhea and he can't afford a wireless
mic. Fear
not, assholes. They'll be back invading your ear holes soon.